It's Monday morning, the 21st of November. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on to sports on WTAW.com. What a crazy weekend of college football. Who would have guessed that four of the top seven teams would lose on the same weekend? It was not good news for A&M's current conference, the Big 12, but outstanding for the Aggies' future division, the SEC West. It started Friday night, of course, when undefeated and second-ranked Oklahoma State lost in overtime to Iowa State. Then Saturday, number four, Oregon, falls to Southern Cal. Number five, Oklahoma, loses to Baylor. And number seven, Clemson, loses to North Carolina State. That leaves the new BCS rankings with LSU, Alabama, and Arkansas, the top three all Aggie conference opponents next season. Of course, the Aggies swept aside lowly Kansas Saturday, 61-7 at Kyle Field, a solid performance against a pretty bad football team. And immediately the focus went to Texas in the final game of the foreseeable future anyway, in one of college football's storied rivalries. Aggies were asked about Texas, and they were ready to talk. Here's receiver Ryan Swope, who had a record day on Saturday.
Well, it was great. You know, it gave us a lot of momentum and confidence going into Texas. And we still got to, you know, prepare well and, you know, just do the little things in practice. And because we know Texas will, you know, be ready. They've got great players and great coaches, and you know, it'll just be a fight.
Kickoff a little after 7 o'clock. Of course, you'll hear the game right here on 1620 Thursday night with the Fan Zone show starting at 4. The 6th-ranked Aggie women's basketball team is playing with some real swagger, the swagger of a reigning national champion, to be exact. Yesterday at Reed Arena, a 3-0 and pretty good Mississippi State team came to call and never had a chance. The Aggies went to 4-0 with a 93-47 win over the Lady Bulldogs. A&M jumped to a 29-8 lead in that one, led by 22 at half. Never looked back. Sophomore transfer Kelsey Bone showed her All-America potential with her first Aggie double-double, 20 points and 13 rebounds.
Well, it's either dominate or get dominated. You never want to be the one getting dominated. So it was, you know, we went out there with a killer instinct. We never let up. And the good thing about this team is just when you think I'm done, here comes Carla. And then here comes somebody else. Here comes Kelsey. Here comes Adora. Here comes Christy. Here comes Rachel. So the depth in the post on this team is so fun and it's so exciting. And especially when we get to play together, you know, Carla and I are two of the bigs on the floor at the same time.
Carla is Carla Gilbert. She scored 12 off the bench for the Aggies. They're headed to the Bahamas over Thanksgiving for the Junkaroo Jam. As you heard Chase report earlier, Coach Gary Blair and his assistants will be flying to Stillwater today for the 1 o'clock memorial service at OSU's Gallagher-Iba Arena for Oklahoma State head coach Kurt Budke and his assistant Miranda Serna. As you know, they, along with their pilots, were killed Thursday evening when their private plane crashed near Perryville, Arkansas, while they were on a recruiting trip. Coach Blair found out about Budke's death while waiting with his team in the Little Rock Airport Friday morning to catch a plane back home from a game. He spoke then about his friend and on-court rival.
Budke was probably about as good of a family man and as a father that you would find as a coach. Very close to Mulkey and Coach Barmore and Christy Curry. We were all products of Louisiana Tech, and he was good friends with all of us.
18th-ranked Aggie men's basketball team came back from their loss to Mississippi State Thursday and took third place in that 2K Coaches Classic by beating St. John's by a point Friday night at Madison Square Garden. A&M led by double digits in both halves before the Red Storm came back to go ahead by one with 22 seconds left. That's when Elston Turner hit a clutch jumper with 8 seconds left to put A&M up by one. But St. John's had a chance on the other end with 2 free throws, but Nuri Lindsay missed them both, and the Aggies win by a point. A&M comes home for their next 5 games, starting with A&M Corpus Christi Saturday at 3 o'clock. High school football playoffs continue for still a handful of Brazos Valley teams, including Navasota, after their 44-3 win over Huffman Hargraves. The 11-1 Rattlers will play the quarterfinal 3A game Friday night at 7 against top-ranked 12-0 Tyler Chapel Hill at Floyd Casey Stadium in Waco. Also, the Franklin Lions will meet Lexington Friday at 7 in the 2A quarterfinals at Consolidated's Tigerland Stadium. Calvert will meet Richland Springs in the 6-man playoffs, and Brazos Christian survives, and they meet Hallettsville Sacred Heart in the TAPS playoffs. Dan Bailey's 39-yard field goal in overtime gave the Dallas Cowboys a 27-24 win over the Redskins yesterday. Quarterback Tony Romo threw touchdown passes to Dez Bryant, Lauren Robinson, and Jason Witten in regulation. Washington's Graham Gano missed a 52-yard field goal in overtime. Bobby Knight and Eddie Sutton, coaching rivals and longtime friends, led an 8-member class inducted into College Basketball's Hall of Fame. Knight and Sutton were joined with 3-time Naismith Award winner Ralph Sampson of Virginia, former Michigan star Cassie Russell, North Carolina standout James Worthy, St. John's star Chris Mullen, and contributors Joe Fancizen and Eddie Einhorn. And good luck to the Aggie cross-country team. They're running in the NCAA championships today at Indiana State at Terre Haute. Starts at 11 o'clock. The race is 10,000 meters. And that's your look at sports. Thank you all for logging on today to sports on WTAW.com. I'm Tom Turbeville.